On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on your workplace. And this morning, we're reporting on people who try to back away from the workplace. People quitting high-profile jobs often say they want to spend more time with their families. That's what William Donaldson said as he prepared to leave the Securities and Exchange Commission. When George Tenet left the CIA, he joked that he could spend time with his son.
We're going to go to class together. We're going to party together. I'm going to learn how to instant message all of his friends. You've just been a great son, and I'm now going to be a great dad.
Okay, we'll never know whether these are the real reasons for taking time off, but we do know that many of us struggle to balance work and family, and most of us cannot afford to call a press conference to announce our resignation. So we've gathered a bit of advice for the rest of us. Sue Schellenberger writes the Work and Family column for the Wall Street Journal.
I think you have to prepare, first of all, to try to be as efficient as you can on the job. Oftentimes that means taking some time off. The harder we work, the longer we work. In many cases, we lose our sharpness, our focus, our acuity. So sometimes you need to take a little time away to figure out, what is it exactly that I need? Do I need to work differently, or do I actually need to work fewer hours and get my employers okay for that?
Of course, working fewer hours can be difficult, and Schellenberger says if you do want to approach your employer about, say, taking every other Friday off, you have to move carefully.
In the case of flexible work arrangements, you need to make a case to your employer that this is going to serve some business purpose, make a written proposal, anticipate and resolve all your boss's arguments before you even take it in, so that they really can't put a chink in your bulletproof proposal.
Many of us stop short of making that proposal.
Another pattern I see is that families really are working in a more dispersed way. That is, the parents are trying to do more work at home. They're working more on those soccer field sidelines right before and after the school pageant. They're integrating more kid work and school-related activities into their work day. And this is creating a pretty frenetic pace.
There's some advice from Sue Schellenberger. She spoke to us from her home in Oregon. Her home, we mentioned, while filing stories for the Wall Street Journal, preparing her family for vacation, and managing the sale of her home. It is at least a good time for that.